Appearing before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, Congresswoman Solis outlined her agenda if confirmed by the Senate.
But my priorities, if I am confirmed, will be first and foremost to make sure that we attend to the goals of the Department of Labor, to see that we have fair wages, that there's safety and protection, and that hopefully people can aspire to have a good-paying job in this country.
The California Democrat testified on the same day that the Labor Department reported that 524,000 jobs were lost last month. Solis vowed to work to promote job growth, including those that she said would be environmentally friendly.
These are jobs that will provide economic security for our middle-class families while reducing our nation's dependency on foreign oil and resources.
Solis, the daughter of a union shop steward from Mexico and an assembly line worker from Nicaragua, served in the California State Legislature before she was elected to the U.S. Congress in 2000. She was introduced at the hearing by committee chairman Senator Ted Kennedy, a Massachusetts Democrat.
She has fought for working families all of her life. In the California Senate and now in Congress, she has been a voice for the voiceless with a true passion for fairness and justice.
Solis also won praise from Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah.
This is a wonderful opportunity for you and a great opportunity for our country as well. My caution would be for you to not be in anybody's pocket. Do what's right. I intend to support you.
Solis is expected to be easily confirmed by the Senate. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.